What an incredible morning of worship to be into God's presence. And, you know, I have led baby dedications and I have witnessed baby dedications for, 40 years. Bruce and family, that was powerful. We could go home right now. That was amazing. Amazing. As we continue to watch Simeon Clay grow and to see God's hand on his life and the children of Elam, God bless you. God bless you. That was powerful. That was powerful. So I've thought about our last sermon today in matters of the heart. I've thought of King David in the final days of his life. It was then that he wrote Psalm 23, not as a young man, but as a man who had been king and had experienced God's grace, God's hand, God's faithfulness throughout the years. And in these final years of life, it's as if someone came to David and said, "How do you describe this God you worship? How do you describe this God that you have given your life to?" And it's that video of the preacher that goes on and on of all the characteristics of who God is, and at one point says, "He's undescribable." How do you begin to even help others to understand the power of who God is? And I believe it was at that point that David said, "Let me make it easy for you. Let me make it easy. How do I describe the majesty and the power of God? The Lord is my shepherd. He is my protector. He is my provider. The Lord, He is my shepherd, and I'm His sheep." If I want to summarize who God is, as David wanted to summarize who God is, he said, "I am the sheep, and the Lord God Almighty, the maker of heaven and earth, He is my shepherd, and I am the sheep." Last week we began this psalm by looking at David's words. "I am the shepherd's sheep. I am helpless, I'm dependent, I'm prone to getting lost. Sheep aren't known for being the wisest animal in the bunch. I'm just this lonely sheep that often gets lost. But when I am the shepherd's sheep, I shall not want. I have contentment in my life. I can be at a place of peace in my life. I shall not want." We talked about Mrs. Gadabout last week. "He makes me lie down in green pastures." It is the shepherd that provides these pastures for us. I said last week, sheep will not lie down if they're afraid. Sheep will not lie down if there's tension, rivalry, competition in the flock, because they're always afraid that they're going to get creamed if they aren't watching and aren't aware. Sheep won't lie down if they're distracted or they're tormented by parasites and flies or insects. Sheep won't lie down if they're hungry. But when the shepherd comes, the sheep have peace. They're not afraid. When the shepherd comes, the focus is on him rather than the competition in the herd. When sheep experience the Lord, they know that it is the Lord that deals with the parasites and the distractions in their life. And it is the shepherd who feeds the sheep. Sheep won't lie down. He leads me beside still waters. It is the shepherd in our life that leads us. It is the shepherd in our life who restores our soul. It is the shepherd in our life who picks us up when we have become cast sheep and we have no ability to help ourselves. It is the shepherd who comes when we seem lost and alone in our life. It is the shepherd who guides us in the path of righteousness for our name's sake. Last week we looked at the first three verses of this powerful psalm. But something amazing happens when we get to verse 3 in Psalm 23. Suddenly, David begins to speak in a different way. He not only has been describing the shepherd, but now he speaks directly to the shepherd. He says, "Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. Why? Because you are with me." And David goes from describing the shepherd to making this personal. He's describing his personal relationship with the shepherd, and he begins to describe himself. I will walk through dark times. I will walk through the shadow of the valley of death. But I will fear no evil because you, God, the good shepherd, the great shepherd, you walk with me. Everything I've learned about the shepherd is that the shepherd goes before us when it's light. But when we walk through these times of darkness and valleys, it is then that the shepherd moves close to protect his sheep. It is at those times that he carries the lambs and keeps them close to his heart. It is in the valleys and the darkness of our life that the shepherd is the closest that he ever gets. And even though at times we wonder where we're going, we have no fear. For thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I love this image of the shepherd. I'm married to a shepherd, not a farming shepherd, but I'm married to a spiritual shepherd. My husband, Don, has been a chaplain for Ramsey County. When we were in L.A., he was a chaplain for the L.A. Sheriff's Department. A little scary, bulletproof vest. He came home after his first orientation to be a chaplain in L.A., and I said, what are you wearing? And he said, it's my bulletproof vest. And I'm like, oh my goodness. He goes, well, I have to go to gun training. He said, I have to do all of these things in L.A. And I said, but don't they know you're a chaplain? He said, that's what I asked the police officer. I said, don't they know I'm a chaplain? And he said, in L.A., they don't stop and say, oh, look, it's a pastor guy. He said, no, you wear the bulletproof vest. I think I shared with you before that we were robbed right before we moved back to Minnesota. And the man who robbed us, we later found out, is now in prison for life for attempted robbery or attempted murder of two police officers. Oh, my goodness. And when he was robbing us, one of the things he took was my husband's bulletproof vest. So as he stole that, we're thinking, why in the world would this guy, of all the things in our house, steal Don's bulletproof vest? Well, I had a woman in my Bible study who was an amazing prayer warrior. I mean, she prayed. And when we had our Bible study the week after the robbery, she said, I'm praying you get your stuff back. I'm praying that they find this guy, that they get all your computers back, our passports, our marriage license, all of our adoption papers, everything. I'm praying because I believe in a God of prayer. And inside when she's praying that, I'm thinking, oh, God bless you, Denny. That's never going to happen. There was a woman in my Bible study with my prayer warrior who was a police officer for the L.A. Sheriff's Department. She goes, Denny, God bless you, but they're not going to get their stuff back. I've been doing this for 20 years. They're not getting their stuff back. We got robbed on a Friday. On Tuesday, on the news, there's all this commotion going on, and they're holding this guy in Compton, which is a really bad part of L.A., in a standoff, and they have him locked in his trailer in Compton for 10 hours, throwing the tear gas. And before they pull this guy out on the news, you see him wearing my husband's bulletproof vest. Then he comes back to Bible study going, praise God, I told you, I'm praying to a mighty God. And I said, Denny, I need to confess to you, I didn't think that they'd ever catch this guy. I never thought they'd catch this guy. Every woman in the Bible study said, Denny, we need to confess. We didn't think that they'd ever catch this guy. Denny, my prayer warrior, said, well, I guess I might as well confess. I didn't think they'd catch this guy either, but I knew we should pray. But what was so amazing about this robbery isn't that they caught him. It's the way that God protected my daughters. Because it was a Friday morning. My daughters didn't have school that day, so they always slept in on Friday morning. But my husband said to them, listen, if you want me to fix your radio in your car, which was a big thing, you need to get up early on Friday morning and go with me, and we'll get it fixed. That's the only day I have free to get it done. So my daughters, not wanting to have to get up early, went with my husband. And the two rooms that this guy really ransacked were my two daughters' rooms. They were at the top of the stairs. And the sheriff said, "The gracious hand of God upon your daughters." Because my daughters are tough. They're water polo girls. And my daughters would have either tried to fight this guy. And the sheriff said, "It is the hand of God on your daughters. The hand of grace." Because if this guy is willing to kill two police officers, he would have either killed your daughters, he would have raped your daughters, or in L.A., he would have trafficked your daughters. God's gracious hand. The Lord is my shepherd. The Lord is my shepherd. He walks with me through the valleys of the shadow of death. So I love the image of shepherds. As my husband walks into these different situations that are some of the most heart-wrenching places of life in the valley, he will say to me, "Sherry, this is holy ground. This is holy ground, because in the midst of pain and in the midst of darkness and in the midst of hopelessness, God has allowed me to step into these moments, and it is holy ground because I feel God's presence and I feel God's power in the midst of the valleys of the shadows of death." I see God so often through my husband. I watch him singing my daughters a new song every morning, and I go, "That's what God looks like to me. Oh my goodness, God sings me a new song." I see him in those moments of despair, and I think that's what the shepherd in my life is like. There's a favorite verse of mine in Isaiah 40. It says, "He tends his flock like a shepherd." He tends his flock. This is Isaiah referring to God. You want to know what God is like? You want to know how he loves us? Do you know how he cares for us? He tends his flock. He takes care of you and I like a shepherd. He gathers his lambs in his arms. As we go through the valley of the shadow of death, he gathers us in his arms and carries us close to his heart. He gently leads those that have young. The shepherd comes in the valleys, and we have no fear because it's in the valleys that he gathers us close. Even though we walk through hard times in our life, even though life is not perfect, we lose jobs, we struggle in our relationships with our families. There is cancer, there is humanity in our lives. Even though we walk through hard times, I will fear no evil. I am not afraid. I love this. You'll notice, if you can see this, all of the German shepherds in a row. How cute is this? And that brave cat. And the little caption says, "Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil." I love that. I just think that's adorable. Even though we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, we will fear no evil. I had so much fun finding these. This is another one. This is from Kentucky Fried Chicken. Look at that brave chicken. "Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil." We need a little humor sometimes as we walk through the valleys. I've talked about living in the canyon in California. We lived in Carbon Canyon. And when we moved in, I've shared before, I had 100 cardboard boxes in my backyard when the fires came. Came within 100 feet of my house. 100 feet of my house. And I can remember, as I could see the fire coming over the mountains, 360 all around us. I remember about 7:30 at night being on that balcony outside of our bedroom and saying to the Lord, "Lord, you took Bethel. You took all my friends. You took Minnesota. You took our cabin. You took everything. And I'm looking out at all my earthly possessions in my backyard and saying, 'And God, you're going to take the rest. You're taking the rest.'" I can remember as we drove out of the canyon, it's about a 4-mile drive out into Brea, into the city of Brea, fire on both sides of us in the valley of the shadow of death, and the feeling that I have no idea what's going to happen to our lives. And I can remember driving back in, and it was like driving into a horror movie. Everything was burnt. Everything was charred. All the trees, everything, all of the light posts and all of the electricity, everything was burnt. And for months, it was burnt. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. And I've shared before, as I shared this in our church in California, there was a fireman from my church. Isn't God amazing? He brought a fireman from my church. Had no idea it was my house. Who sat in my backyard for the entire night with a garden hose. And he would say, Sherry, we knew that your house was on the corner. And if your house went up, the whole block, 127 houses, your house was key. Because if your house went, we knew all of them would go. And he said, I would sit and I would watch the sparks hitting this evergreen tree in the back of your house. And from that, it would then drop into this aloe bush, aloe oil bush. And he said, as soon as the sparks would come, I'd take the garden hose and I'd, try and distinguish that. And he said, we got there and we thought, are these people crazy? There are 100 cardboard boxes in this backyard. But when we came back, there wasn't one singe mark on one of those 100 boxes. Not one. Not one. It's as if the hand of God, even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. The hand of God, the gracious hand of God that protected our house and protected everything. Our neighbor, about 10 feet on the other side of their property line, had a huge trampoline. Holes. Destroying this trampoline, but not even one little tiny singe mark on our boxes. And I had a bush in my backyard that I referred to as the burning bush. And to see God's hand of grace and faithfulness. But even though we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, we fear no evil because we knew the God who had led us was the God who is faithful. And if he took it all, he was still faithful and he was still good. I will fear no evil, for you are with me. You are with me, Lord. No matter what circumstances you are going on in your life, for you to have hope and to remember that the shepherd is with you. And in the valley, he walks with us. He holds us close like he never leads us. Because we're in the valley and you are with me. And something amazing happened after that refining fire in our life and in our family and in our faith. That spring, in the midst of all of the ashes and the black and the darkness, these wild flowers began to grow in the valley and in the canyon. I later learned that these wild flowers hadn't bloomed for 20 years, because it was 20 years that the last fire had happened. And apparently these wildflowers can only bloom with incredible heat. Isn't that like God? As we walk through the valleys, God speaks to us, God leads us, he gives us hope. And it's in those valleys and in the refining fires of life that we have the joy and the opportunity to experience the flowers of his faithfulness in our life. Even though we walk through hard times, God is with us. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. As I've studied about shepherds, Philip Keller talks about the significance of the staff. Each and every night, he would use the staff to tend his sheep. to look for these parasites, to look for any signs of damage. And as the sheep would go once again back into their shepherd fold, the shepherd would have them walk under the staff. The rod and thy staff, they comfort me, they give me hope, because I know that the rod is the rod of his grace and his power and his strength. And the staff is the staff of his comfort in our life. God comforts us with his strength and his tenderness and his shepherd's heart. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. This is often the image we have of what that table looks like. But as I read about the shepherds, David would spend the winter months in his father's presence, close to home. But in the summer months, the sheep had eaten all of the grass, and so they would take this journey through the valley to reach the mountaintops. And it talks about the summer tabletops, which is the top of the mountain. And David knew, even though he was walking through the valley, the enemies were there. The darkness was there, but going through the valley would lead them to the mountaintop. And they would spend their summer in the mountaintop. The presence of my enemies, as the shepherd would always go before the sheep. He would pull out all of the poisonous weeds. He would look for holes. He would take care of his sheep. He would look for danger. God goes before us. And he prepares for us a place of peace and of protection in our life, in the presence of his power and his grace, and our enemies have no control. Greater is he in me than he in the world. You anoint my head with oil. The shepherd daily takes care of our needs. Blessed are those who mourn the soothing salve of his presence and his power and his grace. He anoints our lives with his grace and his healing and his truth. He brings healing and power and strength into our lives. I love this picture. Surely goodness and mercy will follow me all the days of our life. That word surely in the Hebrew means always. Always. When we are in God's presence, when we are in God's will, when we are in God's path, we can experience the goodness and the love and the mercy and the grace of the Lord every single day of our life. This is the day the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it because God is present in our lives. Surely we have the hope that God's goodness and grace will follow me all the days of my life. This is the sheepfold. In the summer months, they would go to the top of the mountain, and the shepherd would build this rock structure to protect the sheep. What I think is so powerful an image is, I don't know if you can see it, but in this particular sheepfold, there is the good shepherd protecting his sheep. He is the gate that stands between us and the world. And the good shepherd lays down his life for his sheep. And that image to me is so powerful of the Lord in our life who stands there. David says, the Lord is my shepherd. He is the one that leads me. He is the one that guides me. He is the one who is present in my life. And I will live in the house of the Lord forever and ever and ever. Zephaniah 3:17 has become one of my favorite verses in Scripture. The Lord your God is with you. I want you to always remember the Lord your God is with you. The good shepherd is with you. And he is mighty to save. God's power, God's grace, God's goodness. He is the one who goes before you. He is the one who goes beside you. The Lord your God is with you each and every day. Whether it's in the valley, whether you're on the mountaintop, no matter where you are, he is with you. And he is mighty to save. The Lord your God finds great delight in you. You are fearfully and wonderfully made. You are God's chosen people. You are the ones that he loves, and he lays down his life. You are the ones that he demonstrated his love for in this. While we are lost sheep going astray, that is when God came and he died for you. He will quiet you with his love. The good shepherd comes and he gives us peace. He gives us power. He gives us strength. And he will rejoice over you with singing. As my husband sang every morning in the doorway to my daughters, please remember that the Lord your God is with you. He is mighty to save. He finds incredible joy and delight in you. And each and every morning, he wakes you up, singing you a song of his love, his commitment, and his joy for each and every one of you. God bless you and God be with you in the days ahead, knowing that the good shepherd goes with you. He goes beside you, and in the valleys, he will carry you each and every day of your life. Let's pray. So God, bless this church. Bless this church with your presence and your power. I thank you that you are the God who is with this church. I thank you that you are the God who is mighty to save. I thank you that you find such delight in Elam and the people of this church. Bless them and be with them. And go with them through the valleys. Go with them as they go to the mountaintops. May you give them strength and peace, knowing that you are the God who will never leave them or forsake them. And I thank you, Lord, that we dwell in your presence and your power each and every day of our life. It's in your name I pray. Amen.